dreams Mr. Sandman brings me. Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle, sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world. And tonight I'm sitting here with you, ready to tell you a story about a most interesting experience I had the other night. As I was traveling around the world, sitting on the bedside tables of children everywhere, this one young man spoke up and said, "You know, Mr. Candle, the dreams that Mr. Sandman brings to me are pretty wonderful." And I said, "You don't say. What are the dreams that Mr. Sandman brings to you? What kind of dreams does he bring you?" "Well, before I go to sleep, I think to myself, what sort of dreams would I like to have?" Now, that's before you even come, Mr. Candle, before you even sitting on my bedside table. I'm sitting quietly, and I'm saying, what kind of dreams would I like to have? And so I tell myself, I would like to have dreams all about the exciting adventures that are, for me, something I'd like to do, but I can't do yet. So, well now, what exciting adventure would you like to do? You're 9 years old? That's getting along in years. You can have all sorts of exciting adventures. "Yes, but I'm not allowed to go too far from the house. I have to stay within range, because when Mother calls, I can hear. And I'd like to have an adventure of going down to the river and getting in a boat and sailing." You'd like a dream like that. Wow. So, you thought about that before you went to bed. And then when Mr. Sandman came, after I'd had a talk with you, what happened? Well, Mr. Sandman sprinkled his pixie dust all over me and my brothers and sisters and my mommy and daddy even. And we all fell fast asleep. But I remembered my dream. And I had my dream. Oh, well, isn't that exciting? Now, where did you go in your dream? Well, I went down to the river. That's at the edge of town right here by my house. And it's a big old river. It runs up and down the United States. In fact, it's part of the Mississippi River. But it's just a tributary that comes off a little bit toward my house. And there was my boat. It was sitting right there at the edge of the river. And there was a bucket of concrete or something that made the anchor, and it was held on shore by a rope of that anchor. And I thought, wow! And it was a sailboat. It had a mast and it had a sail, but the sail wasn't unfurled, it was just there. And what did you think? Well, I thought, gee, now is the time for my dad to be with me. And just then, he came walking along. And he said, "Well, Benedict, you're going to go sailing, I see." "Yeah, Dad, yeah. Will you go with me, please?" "Sure thing, Benedict." "Okay. Now, Benedict, the first thing you do when you go sailing is to make sure that you're going to be okay. Now, what are you supposed to do?" "Well, I have to put on my life jacket." "That's right. Now you have a life jacket there for me, too?" "Oh, you bet, Dad. See, here's right next to mine." "Okay, I'll put mine on, too. Now, let's get in the boat and pull up the anchor and let it sail out a little ways. And then we'll pull up the sail. Now, Benedict, do you know how to pull up the sail?" "Oh, sure, Dad. I know how to pull up the sail." "Okay, Ben, pull it up." So, Benedict pulled up the sail, and he made fast the line around the cleats so that it would stay up. And then he went into the back of the boat, in the stern, and he sat on a bench that rounds it, and right next to his dad. And there was a tiller, a stick of wood that twisted the rudder back and forth. And so Benedict let out the sail, A little wind come along and caught it, and the sail filled up, and away the boat went lickety-split. And his dad said, "Benedict, do you understand the rules of the road?" "Oh, yes, Dad. I've been reading about them, because I've been thinking about sailing a long time, and I've been reading all the books on the rules of the road. I went into your study, and I found your books on the rules of the road, and you told me I could read any of your books I wanted to. So I took that book on sailing, and I've been studying, you know, port and starboard and the keel and the stern and the point and all these things. Oh, Dad, I'm learning a lot of things." "Well, we're in a little bay here right now, and this bay is, oh, about 2 or 3 miles across and deep before it gets into the big river, the old Mississippi itself. So let's just stay here in the bay and practice, shall we?" "Oh, Dad, that's so wonderful. Hey, Dad, did you bring any refreshments along?" "Well, let's look in this box. There's a box right next to the seat here. Let's see what's in there." "Well, what do you know? There are some bottles of water, and there are some bottles of soda water, and there's a bag of potato chips. My goodness, who thought of all this? Hey, and there are some sandwiches, too. Some turkey sandwiches, and some lettuce sandwiches, and tomato. Oh, boy, do we have a feast. Oh, Dad, let's not eat yet. Let's not. Oh, that's okay. I'm not thinking of eating. I'm just thinking it's a wonderful feast that we're going to have. Okay, son. Now, you sail however you wish and get the feeling of the boat. And if you need me for any questions, I'll answer them to the best of my ability. And then we'll know what to do." "Oh, Dad, this is so much fun. Come on, Ben, let's get going." So he let out the sail, and the wind caught it, and they sailed across this bay, lickety-split. And the boat heeled over, and Ben says, oh boy, it's not going to tip over, is it, Dad?" "No, Ben, you got a good keel down there. It'll keep us in proper position, but we have to change seats over the other side there so that we don't get too much over." Okay. So Dad shifted to the other side of the boat, and then Ben shifted to the other side of the boat, and it sailed just as nice as you can imagine. And the wind wasn't too strong, but the sail was still leaning way over toward the water. And Ben thought, "Gee, this is exciting! This is so exciting! Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy!" And they sailed back and forth across this bay, and they ate up the miles that afternoon. And then Ben says, "You know, Dad, I've had enough for a little while." "Well, Ben, why don't you drop the sail and we'll sit and have some sandwiches?" "Dad, I don't know how to drop the sail." "Well, that's okay, Ben. What you do, you loosen the line from the cleat right over there, and then you hold the line so it doesn't get away from you. And then you let the sail slowly slip down the cleats there. And as it comes down to the bottom, then you just wrap it around the post so that it doesn't get all wet. And then just let it be. And we will have a snack." "Oh, Dad, this is so much fun." And as the two men sat there eating, enjoying themselves and drinking the water and the soda water, they just thought that was the greatest thing. And, you know, Mr. Candle, I told Mr. Sandman other things on other nights, and each time I told Mr. Sandman ahead of time the things that I was really interested in doing when Mr. Sandman came to visit me, those are the things I went to do. And, you know, I began thinking very seriously about what I really wanted to do, because that was a wonderful way to do it. And we left Benjamin and his dad, or Benedict and his dad, with the sailboat. And here we are back at your room. And I can see Mr. Sandman coming through the door now. And he's got his bag of pixie dust, and he's going to drop that pixie dust all over the place. Now, have you thought of what you wanted to do? No, you didn't. Well, it's a little late now, but grab your mommy and daddy and hug them and snuggle them and tell them, I love you, I love you, I love you. And shout to your brothers and sisters all over the house, I love you, I love you, happy dreams. And then be ready, because there comes Mr. Sandman. I'll see you another time, so have happy dreams. And just remember that I'm always there for you whenever you want me. And whenever you want me, you just let me know, and I'll be there. Because I love you. I love you. I love you.